This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. In Haiti, the city of Jacmel was once considered the country's cultural capital, but its historic downtown, rich in French colonial architecture, is now all but destroyed. The quake struck at the heart of the city's arts community, badly damaging an important art school and killing its American director. NPR's Greg Allen visited Jacmel this week and has this report.
Among Haiti's cities, Jacmel is unique. For one thing, it had a large expatriate community of Americans and Canadians. It also was one of Haiti's few tourist destinations.
All the tourists like this spot.
If you're a visitor here, you'll probably meet Jean Michel. He gives tours of Jacmel's historic downtown, complete with its French colonial architecture, ironwork, and second-floor balconies.
This is called Rue du Commerce, which means the commercial street. And when people come, they say, oh, look at that house. It looks like a New Orleans house.
I'm just trying to figure out how many of the houses in the old section were damaged. And it sounds like almost all of them?
Almost all. You can see it. You can see it from your eyes because look at those houses.
We clamber over fallen bricks, stones, and twisted ironwork past the house of Danish filmmaker Jorgen Leth. He barely escaped when it collapsed in the earthquake. He's one of the more prominent artists who call Jacmel home, but there are many others.
Food is getting scarcer. One meat a day is distributing, but some people are saying that not everyone has been fed.
Kezia Jean is one of the students at Cine Institute, a film school started a few years ago by New Yorker David Bell. Bell says that footage, and much more uploaded by Cine Institute students, gave the world some of its first post-earthquake views of Jacmel.
They've been out since day one, and with very difficult internet connection, they've managed to upload footage, which is being broadcast. CNN has broadcast stuff, ABC, I believe CBC did as well.
Another important cultural center in town is Fosage. It's an art school founded in 2003 by an artist from a wealthy Jacmelian family. The city has long been known for its Haitian painting, and art was a major export. But Bell says with the political instability of the past two decades, the art market collapsed.
Fosage's mission was to rejuvenate it and create a new school for artists and create links and connections through the U.S. and Europe to find a marketplace for that art.
Fosage has brought in visiting artists who work with the students to develop techniques and themes for their work. But the school building, located next to the beach in Jacmel, was another casualty of the earthquake.
All you do is like painting upstairs. Yeah, in Fosage, yeah.
MacArthur Lametier is one of the Fosage students. He points to the second floor of the school building. The outer wall is no longer there. It crumbled away in the earthquake. What we see exposed to the elements is Lametier's studio, complete with paintings still hanging on the wall. In another building, Lametier shows us something else he was working on, a large papier-mâché sculpture.
I was working for the carnival.
You're still preparing carnival floats here?
Yeah.
But carnival is canceled and his float is on hold. In the earthquake, Fosage lost something much more irreplaceable. Its director. Flo McGarrell was a 36-year-old American artist from Vermont who a few years ago became Fosage's director. Regine Bucard is from Jacmel, a Fosage board member now living in New Orleans.
Flo was doing a wonderful job. We were all in admiration how he took over, and everybody loved him, the artists, the students, the community, and he sort of understood the Haitians.
McGarrell wasn't at the school, but at a nearby hotel when it collapsed in the earthquake. His mother, Anne McGarrell, says her son became fascinated by Haiti when he was just a child and saw the documentary Divine Horseman about Haiti and voodoo. McGarrell says her son was a strong-willed, decisive person. Several years ago, Flo, born female, decided to start transgender therapy and began living as a man.
There is no comfort, I'll tell you that. But one thing that we possibly can bear is that Flo was doing something he absolutely loved doing and was doing it extraordinarily well.
Those involved with Fosage say it will survive. The foundation that runs it will find another building or rebuild the damaged studios. And eventually, they'll find another director to replace Flo McGarrell. As Jacmel rebuilds and recovers from the earthquake, art, they say, will be more important than ever. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Our coverage of the situation in Haiti continues at npr.org, where you'll find photo galleries and news of the latest security and relief efforts.